And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
Cardiovascular disease includes a number of conditions that affect the heart and its function. Some of these conditions include heart failure, heart valve disease, congenital heart disease, and arrhythmias, just to name a few. The most common heart disease in the United States is coronary heart disease, which often appears as a heart attack. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Mary Dorman, a cardiologist at University of Missouri Healthcare. Dr. Dorman, you were a guest on the show last year for Heart Month, and as I remember it, a heart attack is basically the blockage of an artery that prevents the heart from receiving oxygenated blood. Is that correct?
That's correct, Jeff. And I do want to say it's really important this month for everybody to become aware of the risks for heart attack and coronary disease. In terms of an acute heart attack, what we want people to be aware of is any sudden change in what they see as their endurance, new chest pain, unusual shortness of breath, because that might be the signal that, in fact, a coronary artery is shutting down. The heart attack itself is caused by rupture of a plaque, which is built up over time, and then the platelets or blood clotting cells of the blood stick together and form an acute clot. So time is of the essence in the case of an acute heart attack to recognize the symptoms, which can be chest pain, shortness of breath, unusual fatigue. Call 911, get to the emergency room, because time is muscle. The sooner you get there, and if it is an acute blockage of a coronary artery, then they can open it up and save muscle and save your life.
Those symptoms you mentioned, you know, the chest pain, those are typical for men's symptoms, correct?
Everyone can have those symptoms, but there does appear to be a difference between men and women in terms of how they present. If you look at women when they present with heart attack, at least a third to almost a half of them will not actually experience chest pain or chest discomfort at the time of the event. They may present only with new, unusual shortness of breath, sometimes just even extreme fatigue. Frequently, there are new symptoms that are gradually appearing over a period of a month, and then on a day out of the blue, they feel unusually short of breath, unusually tired, and about half of them may present with chest discomfort. And I think something new is very important to pay attention to, especially if the woman is someone who has known risk factors.
Right, and what would those risk factors be for both men and women?
Well, risk factors are influenced by things that can't be changed and some that can be. The unchangeables are the family you're born into. If there's a family history of premature disease, men under age 45, women under age 55, that would be a significant family history to know about. The fact of aging itself is a risk factor, so that one in three women over age 65 actually has an increased risk of coronary disease with age. So the controllable or modifiable risk factors are those things that hopefully everyone knows: diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, cigarette smoking, sedentary lifestyle, which means people aren't exercising, and finally, obesity. All of those things are the risk profile for people who have the possibility of developing coronary disease over time.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing heart disease. Dr. Dorman, last year when you were on the show, we talked about the importance of a heart-healthy lifestyle, but in particular, the importance of either never smoking or quitting if you do. How does smoking affect the heart and make one more prone to, say, a heart attack, and how immediate are the benefits of quitting?
I'm not sure I can answer exactly how smoking itself causes coronary disease or atherosclerosis of the coronaries, but for sure, in combination with high cholesterol, diabetes, and high blood pressure, the lining of the arteries are affected over time. The benefits of quitting smoking truly are immediate. Within 20 minutes of quitting smoking, blood pressure decreases, the heart rate decreases, and even the flow of blood to the hands and feet increase so that the temperature of the extremities improve. Within 24 hours of quitting smoking, the risk of heart attack decreases, and the longer a person is quit, the more that benefit just continues to increase. A year after quitting, a person has half the risk of developing heart disease compared to someone who continues to smoke. And the longer you quit smoking, the better. At 15 years, the risk is back to that of a non-smoker of the same age. So really, quitting, getting a partner to help you quit, some accountability, some reinforcement, doctors, family members, anyone who can help keep you on track with quitting smoking, it's going to benefit you in the long run.
In terms of a healthy lifestyle and preventing heart disease, what are some of the other recommendations you would make?
Well, February is Heart Health Month, so I really like the concept of people can take charge of their heart health. Other than knowing their risk factors and not smoking, the biggest thing people can do is to get moving. 30 minutes of aerobic exercise, which means walking or some form of active exercise that gets you to mild breathlessness and a little bit of sweatiness, that's what you're aiming for. If you haven't exercised at all and you think you've got risk factors, you probably should be okayed by your doctor first. But start small, set little goals. Some people wear a pedometer. If you can do 10,000 steps a day with a pedometer, you're at least putting in the mileage. However, there is added benefit to the aerobic effect of getting the heart rate up, a little bit breathless, a little bit sweaty. Initially, start out 15 minutes twice a day and then build up so that you can walk or run or bicycle or swim for 30 minutes at least every other day, if not 5 out of 7. Everybody needs a little bit of rest, so you don't have to absolutely do it every day, but the more the better.
Any last thoughts?
I think that if you're leading a heart healthy lifestyle, then you're a real role model of can do it, and let other people know the kinds of things you're doing to protect yourself, especially your loved ones, because if you know what it's going to take to quit smoking or to lose weight or to get exercising again, share those ideas with your family members and maybe even start a buddy system with a good friend so that everybody can start moving more, quitting smoking, and leading a heart healthy lifestyle.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Dorman for being my guest. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.